Elon Musk is so fucking exhausting. I'm furious at billionaires sticking their nose in politics. And a judge dismissed Elon Musk's lawsuit against a group that has documented increased anti-Semitism on Twitter, which I have to say, before he took over, most of my fan base on Twitter were people just like, I had a pretty good fan base. People would comment nice things, or they try to add to my joke or whatever. And then as soon as he took over, like 80% of my replies are like, fuck you, bitch. And I'm like, I'm not, I'm just plugging my stand-up dates. This is ridiculous. And what he's, I also resent him separately for what he's done to comedy, because he so many
Oh,
of
him
these
and Joe
psychos on the
Rogan.
right. Yeah, well,
Him and
so,
Joe
but
Rogan.
Elon Musk is friends with him and he's participating in that. I mean,
Yeah.
like Dave Chappelle brought him out on stage for some reason, and then he was booed, and then he talked about what a great quote unquote set he had. I'm like, you're not a stand-up, go away. So many of these people on the right are failed actors or failed stand-ups that are just so fucking pissed
Oh,
that
yeah.
they're dog shit at what they actually wanted to do. And this is kind of more of an aside, but I spent a couple weeks in Austin at the beginning of the year, and like this is his the comics that moved there for Joe Rogan also worship Elon Musk. And
Oh, yeah.
I when I tell you the lineups I was on, I was the only comic that didn't have in some kind of fucked up anti-trans joke. And there was like a club out there that just recently there was a show where a guy took off his shirt and revealed that he had drawn swastikas all over his chest.